Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
By the way, people don't really realize one of the reasons why the Matrix is one of my favorite movies is because you go through coming up out of something, you go through phases, and I think you kind of hinted to that with the throwing the book in the Bible in the trash, because once you start learning some knowledge, you kind of get pissed off at the people who taught you some bullshit.
Right. Right. The people. You know? Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you equate the whole system and all that stuff with that word and not realize that, oh, they were teaching the wrong word wrong.
The hermetic exaltation of Neptune is in Leo. You have to love the ignorant. You have to show them compassion. Or you will be caught in a spiral of hatred. And it will destroy you.
God, you ever-
I had to do that myself. Remember I told you, I got on there, I was really enthusiastic about astrology. I met all the races and all the different astrology groups. Yeah. And by the way, Afro Astrology, Society of Indigenous Astrologer, the International Society of Black Astrologer, Black Astrology, Black Sidereal Astrology, Black Astro Theosophy, these are all Black astrological groups. First and foremost, Cosmophysics Group, they were all created because of the racism in the other groups online. So we needed to create a platform for us to feel safe, to learn, and to express how we thought race, or how we thought not racism, but astrology was. I came up with a motif called Black Astrology, which got challenged by other Black astrologers. What is Black? Is it like Vedic astrology? Is it a system? You know, is it like Chinese or? No, Black astrology isn't a system. Okay, it's an expression of culture.
Kind of like
a system, and it's experience. Of experience astrology through the Black cultural lens. That's Black astrology. So you may see me post, I am Black astrology. You understand? So because we have a lot of Black astrologers that still follow the traditional and elitist nomenclature. And if you're not following those circles, they kind of, you know, try to put you in your place to become gatekeepers and try to put you in your place and tell you what's right and wrong. So we had to create those groups so that people could come and feel safe to express themselves through that cultural lens with astrology, okay? And I had to forgive those guys. I had to actually love them for the knowledge that they do have, and for the shit that they don't know, I had to Neptune their asses, ignore them. Okay?
Is that called Neptune?
And, yeah, because you gotta understand something. What undoes aggression? Fighting. Fighting is Aries. Aggression is Aries. Going head to head like a ram is Aries, right? But what is the undoing, the 12th place of it? Pisces. Silence. Ignorance. So you ignore them. You delete them. You block them. You ignore them. I see that post all the time. I still see that post, and I don't say anything anymore. Where before I would jump on that, you're wrong too. And I'd get into the debates with them, right? And I can show and prove my stuff works and your stuff don't. And I just realized, whoo. I realize that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to heal, not confront. Okay, I'm here to. I'm still learning myself, and I'm here to teach, not destroy.
Is that so? Has that evolved from the writing of this paper to 2020?
Yes, and I learned other things, like the cultural significance of ethnicity and astrology. Like, for instance, you know, I say all people, all Black people are Cancer. Well, you know, if you follow the Saturn Jupiter conjunction throughout the last 400-500 years, that's significant to the Black culture as well. You understand? I start to see that the Moors were very indicative of Sagittarius and Jupiter and their conquest. Da, 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 you know what I'm saying? I start to understand that the rate, the ethnicities follow the ages. So in the age of Aries, we had the Aryans, and the Aryans weren't all white. They were Black. You know what I'm saying? You okay? So you had the Black Aryans, you had the Olmec heads where were established during the age of Aries. You know, things of that sort. I started seeing things from an age perspective, from a wider perspective, from a sub-age, you know, the sub-ages. And I started seeing, wow, this racial thing is not just limited to the four archetypes in which I discovered it was. It's all of astrology in different parts and different times. You understand? So that's how I evolved from, you know, oh, just white people are fire, or oh, they're Aries. And if you follow Leo, Sag, and Aries, you'll be talking about the Caucasians. Well, you know, what we try to pin on Caucasians, that conquering attitude and that arrogance. If you go and find black people in the age of Aries, they were doing the same exact thing. Okay.
So it's the energy of the age. Yeah.
So the energy of the age has just as much to do with the conceptual constructs. Okay. Has just as much to do with the universal consciousness of how these things manifest as well. So I advanced from that because I saw that. You know, I began to see that in a lot of things, and it began to change my perspective of how to deal with a lot of the racism that was online, which is very hurtful because I love astrology and I wanted to learn and be a part of a community. I thought I was naive. I thought by joining these astrology communities, I was joining a community of people of higher vibration, because astrologers were of high-minded people. And that would, and when I started to experience racism, especially in a group called Political Astrology, that's ran by the Sambo astrologer by the name of Theo White. I will name your ass in a heartbeat, right? And a lot of the racist astrologers that were in there, because a lot of racist astrologers flocked to the political astrology groups and the mundane astrology groups, because they deal a lot with national charts and things of that nature. But you'll find them there, you know, especially if you're going there. I started doing delineating the chart of Trump, and I was making predictions with Trump coming true. I predicted that his best friend, I predicted that his closest advisors, his lawyers would turn against him, his sons would be indicted, all that kind of stuff. I predicted. And they would call him, you're trash, and you hate America, and you're a porch monkey. Yeah, just like that. And those things came true from looking at his little, you know, looking at his chart that I, you know, that I looked at his 26 degrees of Leo at the ascendant. And when he goes to DC, he progresses to Virgo at the ascendant. See, and you look at that chart and you progress it to all the times where he made executive orders or came on TV and said some crazy shit, and you're going to see those transiting charts and those progress charts match up to exactly what I was talking about. And they eventually put me up that group because I just couldn't take it anymore. You know what I mean? I was like, okay, well, fuck this, you crackers. And I started being just like them. You crackers and you rednecks and then you sambos and calling people names. And I realized they would bring me into their element. You dig what I'm saying? And so I had to step back and say, you know what? That's not what I'm here for. I said what I had to say about Donald Trump. I made my predictions. They came true. I proved my astrology. I'm done. That's it. But it still exists. So I want the young people to know we do have places for you to come. Society of Indigenous Astrologers, Afro Astrology, International Society of Black Astrologers, Black Astrology, Black Astro Theosophy, Black Sidereal Astrology. These are places where you can go and be amongst people. And guess what? There are white people there too. But guess what? They love us. They dig us. They dig our culture and they agree with us, or they let us do our thing. Like when you're in that group, you're letting them do their thing. See? Mm-hmm. So this is a safe place for you to come, and I want your listeners to understand you can come there. And if you're not a black person, if you're not an indigenous, a dark race, or whatever the case may be, but you want to come in and see that culture express themselves astrologically and had that experience, then you're more than welcome. Just know this is our safe place, and you know we're there to express our culture in astrology, and that needs to be said. Black astrologers matter. Okay.
I might have to make a shirt like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Bam.
You know, I don't know. You know, I do custom shirts, Reese. That shirt you
like. Oh, yeah. Well, I need you to make me a couple of them because I want Black Astrology Matters. I want I Am Black Astrology. I got a Black Power Fist with all the signs going around them and the exaltations.
Look, this is me. I made this.
Okay.
I wear my brand everywhere I go. I don't walk out the house without
We gotta do some business. We gotta do some business then.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.